Nina muttered ironically. Carlos squinted. He'd never been troubled with self-irony. Yes. Nina thought back to that night in the beautiful old stone house in Lombardy, a country house that seemed born of the rolling green plains. She knew this night was going to be her last. She'd become a burden. She was irritable, unforgiving, and she demanded too much. It didn't pay to keep her in Carlo's extensive entourage. Plus, there were much younger and much more splendid Ukrainian beauties who were grateful and willing for anything. She only lasted as long as she did because Carlo liked habits and predictability, and perhaps he even felt a certain devotion to her, though Carlo was anything but sentimental. Nina had painstakingly built up a store of heroin and hid it behind the refrigerator's compressor. There was enough for her and Gabriella if they were disciplined and sensible, for at least a month. She wanted to bolt, with Gabriella, go cold turkey with the girl, somewhere. Lazarus had come to the bedroom where Nina had been lying naked in the crumpled sheets. He hadn't sensed her, but had a brief whispered conversation with Carlo, the final preparations for her death, no doubt. Lazarus would put her down like a pet, then into the motorized wood chipper in the barn, and feed the pigs in the pen behind the farmhouse. But Carlo had been stoned by sex and coke. He'd waved Lazarus away like an annoying fly, then he had fallen asleep. Nina had gotten up, found a bread knife and cut the throat of Carlo Davalos, South Europe's most reliable trafficker of young women and girls down to 13 years of age from Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria and the Baltic countries. Auctions were held solely for Carlo's sake in Kiev, Sofia, Riga and Bucharest. Girls stood on a podium in a cold, abandoned industrial hall, naked, doped on diazepam, hungry, staring straight ahead. Behind the projector sat Carlo and his competitors, studying the girls as though they were at a livestock fair. An alcoholic gynecologist had examined them all. If the girl was a virgin, someone would spray paint a black V on her stomach over the sparse pubic hair.